Today's shiur is on the general notion of tznius as associated with limud ha-Torah. The pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yud Aleph pasuk Beis Boz Adoin V'Yavoi Kolayin Ve'es Tznuim Chochma. Ve'es here means Ve'im Tznuim. The Tznuim possess Chochma. What is exactly the Lashon Tznuim here? So we will see in the Bir Hagra. The Bir Hagra to this pasuk Boz Adoin V'Yavoi Kolayin. So the Goyin interprets this pasuk substantially differently than the way the Medrash does, which connects it to the Mishkalos, which were mentioned in the first pasuk and which we discussed last time. That the punishment of Amalek came as a result of a lack of zehirus in Mishkalos, in proper and honest weights and measures. Here, Boz Adon V'Yavoi Kolayin is not referring to the punishment of the Umas Ha'olam that gang up against Klal Yisrael, such as Amalek, but rather a very narrow interpretation that has to do with Limud HaTorah. Boz Adon V'Yavoi Kolayin is a contrast to Ve'es Tznuim Chochma. Kasha Hazodon Bo LeBeis HaMedrash Bein HaTalmidim Va'Hazodon Humisha Ein Roitzeh Lilmod Leida HaEmes Rak LeKantel. So this is a person who is interested in being in the Beis Medrash, but is not interested in learning Torah for its own sake, not learning Torah for the sake of continuing the Masorah, for all the positive and good things that are associated with it, but rather to lord it over other people. L'chein kasher bo hazadon lebeis hamedrash, yavoi kolayin shemevazeh es kulam. So this is something that leads to a bizayon ha-Torah on many different levels, which, by the way, the Goyin does not elaborate. You know, it's a fascinating thing that one of the many flaws in the personality of Gehazi, which Chazal speak about, they point out that the Pasuk tells us that after Gehazi was chased away and made a mitzorah, and he therefore had to leave the confines of Elisha and the Beis Medrash of Elisha, suddenly the Elisha's Beis Medrash expanded in size significantly. And the Chazal tell us that the reason for this is that while Gehazi was hanging around the Beis Medrash, he used to stand outside and actually, in a certain sense, be mefazeh the shir by saying that, you know, implying that I don't need the shir anymore and there's nothing much to hear. So when people saw that Gehazi, the Talmud Muvak, was not interested in the Torah of his Rebbe, so they also lost their cheshek and they stayed away. Mistambi is not a good teacher, Mistambi is not a good Rebbe, Mistambi it's not Kedai to hear what he has to say. So this was one of the Gehazi attempts, probably, not just, I don't know if his interest was being Mevaza Elisha, because if you Mevaza the Rebbe, then the Talmud is not so Chashuv. I think his intention was to remain on top. He didn't want Chas V'Sholem that somebody should learn from the Rebbe and maybe take over his role as Elisha's second in command. But in any case, that's a typical example of what the Goyin is talking about. Kasher bo hazodon lebeis hamedrash, yavoi kolayin shemevazeh es kulam, including the Rebbe. Ve'es tznuim chochma, she'ikar ha'chochma hu b'hatznuim, she'shoyskim miloyma toirosam v'da'atam, rak shoymim me'raboysam. You know, there are many people, especially people who are harifim, who when the Rebbe asks a question, we're talking about on a higher level, of course, on a level of the highest levels of learning, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, we're talking about. We're not talking about a great Rosh Yeshiva with his Talmidim like the Birkei Shmuel. We're not talking about elementary school here. So when a Rosh Yeshiva gives a shiur, there are two postures or two attitudes that a Talmud can have. One of them is adversarial in a very positive way. Meaning, in other words, that the Rebbe is making a suggestion, but the question is, how do I react to that suggestion? How do I respond to that suggestion? What is my opinion about this? Now, it's very interesting. When you look at the Rambam, at the end of the Perek about Kavod Harav, the Rambam says that, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says that a Rebbe is mechuyev to be mechabev his Talmidim and to respect them because they are the ticket, they are the tool with which the Rebbe steigs in learning, because the Talmud asks a question, And that's mitalmida yosef mikulam. And the Rambam ends by saying, eitz katon madlik eitz gadol. As I always point out, you cannot have a bonfire unless you have these little twigs that you put in, which signal the initial kindling. They're called kindling wood. There's these little pieces of wood that light the big logs. The log itself cannot ignite unless you have these little pieces of kindling wood. The Talmud is bringing out the chachma mefo'ara, that's what the Rambam calls it, the chachma mefo'ara of the Rebbe. Now, how does he do that? Not just by remaining silent and sitting and listening. He obviously is reacting. So we have to modify a little bit our understanding, not to go to the extreme of what the implications are here. But this is the point of the Gra. Let's get back to the two different postures of the Talmidim that I started to talk about. There's a Talmud that has this adversarial role. This person is really, it's not that he's interested in what he has to say, but he uses the Rebbe as a trigger to inspire him to think. So he's not so much enthused about the Rebbe's Torah as much as by the Rebbe serving as a goad or a prod for his own steiging and learning, which is a very big mila in its own way. And that is exactly what the Goyin is against. Because the Goyin says that your tafkid as a Talmud is to absorb the Torah of the Rebbe as best as you possibly can. Which of course requires that the Talmud should ask questions if he doesn't understand, and furthermore ask questions if he thinks there's a problem with what the Rebbe is saying, because it's a steer to another Gemara or to another Rishon or to another Achron and so on. But there's a very big difference in the posture and the original attitude. And the Goyin is saying here exactly this. Fest snuim chochma, she'ikar ha-chochma hu bahat snuim, she'shoyskim miloimar toirosam v'datam, rak shoymim me'raboysam. What the Goyin did here was, he took the idea of est snuim chochma a much larger sense. You know, I always mention the pasuk, Kisifsei Kayin Yishmeru Das. The Kayin preserves the Das, he holds the Das within, and, you know, Mila Besela Mashtukisa Betrain, Mashtoka Betrain, the Gemara Megillah, which the Goyin quotes later on, and which we shall see. This is all L'cha'ira, a general approach to life. Better to be silent. It's called Yomai Gidalti Bein HaChomim V'Lematzos L'Guftoi V'Lishesika. Silence allows you certain privileges, which speaking does not allow. But the Goyin does not sweep the entire gamut of Yiddishkeit with this brush. He says we're talking specifically about a Talmid who sits in front of his Rebbe. And the Talmid is listening to the Rebbe, says the Gra, you should listen without your input. You should just absorb the Rebbe's Torah, kinesinosa misinai, as it were, and you are just standing there and absorbing like a sponge, and you're not giving out. If we would allow ourselves to use a melitza from Hilchas Taroivis and Basa B'chalav, Aidi de Tarit Lifloit Loibala, when a person is interested in giving out his Chidushim and his Tyrus and his reactions, he doesn't properly absorb. He doesn't lend himself to really taking in the Torah of the Rebbe. As I said, he's using the Torah of the Rebbe as a foil to produce his own Torah. But that means, by definition, that he's not going to listen well. So the Goyin says, the Chochma Iker HaChochma Nochamol Ubat Snuim She'shoyskim Miloima Torosam V'daitam Rak Shoymim Merabas. Now, he says, I'm going to be masbir this a little bit better. It's very interesting. The Goyin says, if the Talmud says his Chiddush, what's the Talmud going to gain from that? He has the Chiddush already. He has the Chiddush inside. But if he listens to the Rebbe, surely the Rebbe is going to inspire him with new ideas and new Chiddushim, and he's going to learn more Torah. So this is a quotation from one of these Chochmas Svarim. In fact, the Meiri in Mishlei mentions something Me'ein Zeh, there were collections of proverbs, of sayings, and this is one of them. So when he says a chacham, it doesn't matter specifically who the chacham is. He's not talking about Shlomo HaMelech, but Toyelis Hadibur Huloy Loy, the benefit of speech never accrues to the speaker. Very interesting idea. Avot Toyelis HaAznayim, the benefit of the ears, not of the mouth, but of the ears, Hula Ein Zuloso, is not for anybody else except for the person who listens. In other words, it's a way of saying, when you talk, what do you gain from it? Whereas, when you listen, of course you're going to gain. V'lochein, and this is also equally fascinating, he says, Ha'aynayim heim shnayim, shtayim actually, v'aznayim heim shtayim. Lirois b'tar shebichsab, v'lishmai b'tar shebal peh. You know, aynayim, you read. What are you reading? Torah shebichsav. Aznayim, you listen. What are you listening to? Torah shebal peh. That's why you have two. Aval hapeh hu echot. I wanted to say something about this, which I thought was drush, but it's a nice thought. When a person is deaf in one ear, he can still hear everything. When a person is blind in one eye, he can still see. What is he missing? He's missing the stereophonic effect. He's missing what we call perspective. When a person has both eyes focused on the same point, he has the perspective, the depth of field. They call it in photography, depth of field. Same thing with hearing. If you have two ears, you hear the sound emanating from two different directions at the same time. This is what we call the stereophonic effect. Now, abstracting that in terms of machshava, what it means is that listening and seeing offers you perspective. It offers you insights which you cannot come up with on your own. It comes from several directions. And if you would allow me, what it really means is a person comes with his biases, his ideas, his attitudes, and then someone else is speaking to him, someone who has a higher authority. And there's a corrective element there when the two clash inside the person's head, and he's offered a vision and a perspective beyond himself. Mashenking the peh, that's one singular source of knowledge, of attitude, of value without perspective. And that is the imagery that I associate with it. But in any case, this is what the Gra says, Beis. For lirois b'tar shebichsav, beis lishmai b'tar shebal peh, aval hapeh hu echad. V'zehu mila b'sela mashtoika b'train. If you see the footnote, Gemara Megillah daf yudches amud aleph, dorash Reb Yehuda ish kfar gevuraya, v'amila ish kfar gibochayil, mai d'chsev, this of course is a very well-known pasuk, l'chod dumiya tehila, silence for you is praise. L'chodumiyot tehila, sama de kula mashtoika. The refuah for everything, the elixir that is really the best and the most healthy of medicines, is silence. Sama de kula mashtoika shesika. And of course, ki osar abdimi omar ami b'marova, they say in Eretz Yisrael, mila b'sela mashtoika b'train. Rashi, by the way, says mashtoika doesn't mean absolute silence. It's measuring your words and remaining silent and refraining from saying things that you're not supposed to. And so the Sfasemis as well. Mila b'sela means if you would be purchasing the word with a sela, you should purchase the shesika with two sloim, meaning the shesika is twice as valuable as speech. There is in the Gra further, ki ashesika hu toyeles kefel min hadibur. Fantastic connections that the Goyin has all the time. Remember, he said there are two aznayim and there are two einayim, but there's only one peh. Well, that's exactly it. Mila is singular; it's one, and shesika, meaning the listening and the reading and the seeing, is two, and that's exactly what he says. The Bezesh Amar, and that's what this pasuk says. Ve'esnuim chachma mipnei shu shemeya tamid chidushim me rabbi. I have to tell you that listening is a fantastic talent. When I use the word talent, I mean like a talent that a person knows how to play the piano, you should know. It's a talent. There's a certain kayach of listening that some people have and many people simply do not. I'm not talking about where a person wanders off into the Olam HaSal Yoinim, or if somebody is, like Meinyan Leinyan, he starts thinking, or somebody's Bechlal going to sleep, or somebody is busy dreaming all kinds of dreams in his flight from what the Rebbe is saying. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a person who listens to the Rebbe and hears what the Rebbe has to say. But listening is an unbelievable talent. First of all, to be able to catch what the Rebbe is saying, of course. But beyond that, the ability to connect to what the Rebbe says as a limud before the processing begins. This is a fantastic talent. Bright people are always busy creating, thinking. Bright people are always busy doing something which allows them to further develop the thought, to go from the chokhmah to the bina, and from the bina to the das. To suspend a chelik of your brain, as it were, to be a makabel, is very, very difficult, especially for bright and creative people. And the Talmidim who will later become Rebbeim, for them to be able to do that, is a very big nisayon almost. So the Goyin is telling us here a very, very big principle in how to be a Talmid. And Bishmias Ha'ozen, the Dvarim Sha'atayra Niknes Bahem, the Memchas Dvarim, this becomes a critical nekuda that you have to be exclusively a Shemeya before the rest of you starts engaging the Rebbe in what the Vilna Goyin says, you understand. He talks about Shemeya Tomit Chidushim Me Rabbi. The Rebbe is giving you something that you will never be able to get on your own. And that's another nekuda that many Talmidim think, the Rebbe's great, but I'll get there. You know, maybe I'm not as great. You know what the Rebbe Rabbunim said? The Rebbe Rabbunim said that the Chassidim meinen, the Chassidim think, as zeizay and ashtik shtof, they are a piece of material, but the Rebbe is a gresser shtik shtof. The Rebbe is a bigger piece of the same material. Aber sie nicht azay. The Rebbe is in ganzen an ander shtik shtof. The Rebbe is a completely different material. The idea of a Talmud being that kind of a person and yet being brilliant in his own right is a very big nisayon. I think that that is one of the most remarkable things about Yehoshua, that he was identified as the Isha Sheruach Bo by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet, a moment before, he was Yehoshua Ben Nun Nar Lo Yomish Mitoicha Oil. Yeshua waits to hear from the Rebbe, the ultimate Talmud. And that is why, Kechol Asher Hayisi in Moshe Eya Imach, Yeshua is in a certain sense the Mamali Mokon, the alter ego Kivayochol of his Rebbe, because he absorbed his Rebbe. And that is a tremendous nisayon for a person who's on that madrega of capacity and leadership, that he should be mevatel himself completely to the Rebbe. So part of the idea of being bitznius and silence, and I think that's why the word snius is used, as opposed to shesika. According to the Gra, why didn't the pasuk say ubishoiskim chachma, you know, with some sort of permutation of the word shesika? The answer is because snius transcends the actual moment of the shir and reflects personality. The personality is lo yomish mitoichayel. That's a very, very important yisayit. The Gra, by the way, makes this point in several places. First of all, the next piece that you have in Mishlei Perik Yud Beis Tesvav, if you look together with me, Derech Evil Yosher Be'enov, Sha Evil Hu Mevuol, Umasha Oila Liba Yosher Be'enov, Ve'enu Shemeya La'etzah. You take this idea of the Gra, that he speaks about just before in our pasuk, and which he is going himself to speak about momentarily in Perek Yud Beis. But then he expands the idea to what? Not to the learning of Torah in terms of the knowledge and the information of Torah, but rather to being the Baal Midos that Torah inspires. A person, ki machshavos Adam atzmei rak rak kol hayom, v'yetzer leiva Adam ra min urav, l'cheinu shoymeya etzem michacham. I want you to know that asking a shaila of a chacham, asking an eitz, especially of a chacham, is also a tremendous talent. I'll explain to you what I mean. If I would have to count the number of times that people come to me and ask me things about their shalom bayis, about their parnasa issues or whatever, I would say that, and this is not a guzma, that out of every 20 times, 15 of them, the person is coming to use the Rebbe, to use the Rav. What do I mean by to use the Rav? Either he has a sichsuch and he wants the Rav to corroborate his side of the sichsuch. Could be with a wife, could be with a business partner. They come with their biases, they present their biases to the Rebbe, and they want the Rebbe to underwrite it. They want the Rebbe to sign the shtar, everything that you think and everything that you say is emes lamita. So they're not interested in the Rebbe. They're not interested in the Rebbe except for his authority. And they want to co-opt that authority for their own benefit and purposes. This is the worst. But then there are people who don't even realize that they're coming with their biases, and they want to hear an Eitzah, but they read the Eitzah of the Rebbe based on the biases that they came with to begin with. Because no matter what you say, it can always be interpreted, it can always be misunderstood, it can always be translated into a different signoin and a different comprehension. That is why being a Shoyel Eitzah requires a tremendous, tremendous capacity for that measure of tznius. You have to be extremely humble and extremely honest. You have to say, I am lost, I am confounded, I am confused. These are my issues, and I'm open to anything the Rebbe says. Many times people come back from Gedolim, particularly the Gedolim, they make journeys to Eretz Yisrael, and they speak to a Gadol of one kind or another, and they come back with all kinds of answers. And a lot of times, the Gadol never said it. And even if the Gadol said it, it was in reaction to the presentation. No one suggests that these Gedolim are Nevi'im. No one suggests that these Gedolim have the Koyach that the Pasuk describes and the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin about Melech HaMashiach, that he's Mayrach V'doyin, that he has this intuition that's able to read between the lines so well that he can actually see into the heart of the person. There is no such thing. A person who is asking a Shaila of a Gadol is Ein L'dayon Ela Masha Ein of Royos. What we want from the Gadol is the Das Torah response to the material that's presented to him. But we cannot expect from the Gadol a response to something that the person didn't say and that the person does not reveal. That is Nevuah. And when you come back with the misinterpretation based on the disinformation of the person, then you're coming back with a statement of a Gadol about some other story, but not your story. Because your story was never presented. So this is what he says. Look, he says, and he says more than that, the bias of people is built into their nature. Yetzer leiva Adam ra min urav. You need the Chacham to straighten you out. And this he's talking to everybody, to the whole world. L'cheinu shemeya eitzah michacham. In that pasuk, he uses the concept of seeing by the evil, and by the chacham he speaks about his hearing. Ki ayin v'oizen hu Torah shebichsav shebal peh. Torah shebichsav toli ba'ayin shebal peh ba'oizen. V'hein duchra v'nukva ki ayin hu docher, ayin is zocher, shebo mehem hashkocha lirois, v'oizen hu nukva shebo mehem mekabel dibur me'acherim. So you see, he has this notion that eyesight is more masculine than shmia, than hearing. It even in the Midah of Kabbalah, there are two Midahs. One of them is Mashpia, and the other one is only Mekabel. Moshe Kosov Lomalavest Snuim Chochma. This goes back to the point that I'm making. You could be a Talmud, but the Talmud himself is, of course, a Shemaya from his Rebbe. That's what he's doing in the Shir. He's not giving a Shir, he's listening to a Shir. But the listening of the Shir could be with an Einayim quality, if you will, where you project yourself into it. Or you could be purely a Shemaya, and that's Mila B'Selah Mashtoika B'Train. And that's what he says, Es Tznuim Chochma, have a Zonov La'aroyos Fa'al Tehi Roish L'Shualim. That's the point. You don't aim to be the biggest Talmud and the best Talmud. You aim to be the extension of the Rebbe. Even though the extension of the Rebbe means that you mevatel your own persona legamri. Zonov La'aroyos. V'zeu sh'derech evel yosher be'enov she'cheftzu li'os min ha'mashpim. It's a very, very profound yesod in all of Yiddishkeit, actually, that we are learning in this pasuk. But you see how the Goyin expanded the idea. It's not just a question of hearing a shir, it's a question of life itself. Then you have a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Vav. Al tishadar lifnei melech. What does it mean, altis hadar, from the word hadar? Don't make yourself big in front of the king. Vahainu. Again, who's the melech? According to the Gra, it's the Rebbe. Man malchi rabon. Kahainu kasha toloy mid etzel rav. Al toimar lefonov chidushecha v'toyresecha. This is what I say, this is what I think, this is my reaction to your shir, this is why I think it's a problem. I, the Rebbe, grows dafka from this, the Eitz Katan is madlik, the Eitz Gadol. But this is a subsequent consequence. It isn't the initial purpose and definition of the relationship of the Talmud and the Rebbe. The Talmud is a Mekabel exclusively, but from being a Mekabel comes out that Eitz Katan, which is madlik, the Eitz Gadol. In fact, it might be the opposite, that if a person is not a Mekabel, he can't even be the Eitz Katan, that's Matlik, the Eitz Gadol. V'hameivin yovin. And then he writes, K'mo shekosavnu l'malo es tznuim chochma, ki mila b'sela, mashtoika is, of course, betraying. U'bamokam gedoylim al tamoid kloim b'bamokam asha oimdim sham, gedoylim achashuvim, ata al tamoid sham, v'hainu. Imarav godol mimcha she'ena toyochol lemekam kamei ulahavim mimenu al tamid lefonov the teilech l'rav acher she'enu chorif kamo lilmod mimenu. This is another lesson, which although it doesn't have much to do with our topic of vests nulim chachma, I bolded the words and I felt it imperative to discuss it a little bit. There is a certain gaiva that propels people to go to hang around. You should forgive me the lashon, the slang, to hang around gedolim or tzaddikim or far beyond them in their avoda, and there's not anything that you can gain because the level is not appropriate. You have to be in a certain matzav, in a certain madrega yourself to be able to hear from a Rebbe in avodas Hashem, and you have to be of a certain capacity, an intellect, background, whatever it takes, to be a Talmud of a Rebbe who's Gadol B'Torah in the Nigla of Shas Bavli in Yerushalm. People have a tendency that they want to be important. This is part of the fundamental yetzer of a person, that he wants to be important. So he says, I'm going to go to that Rebbe. Nobody recognizes him, nobody acknowledges him, nobody cares about him. So what's going to be with me? How will they think of me? And this is, by the way, something that happens on a routine basis, on a regular basis. People go to Eretz Yisrael. They try to go to certain yeshivas, and in that yeshiva particularly, whatever it is, if we'll just expand the Goyin's idea, it doesn't necessarily have to be that the Rosh Yeshiva is the Gadol Hador, but the place itself is humming with a certain level of involvement in Torah, which this Talmud is not capable of. He's just not capable of it. Not yet, or not at all. But he wants the glance, he wants the covet. You know, how does it manifest itself? It protects you, you push, and then somebody gives a big donation to the yeshiva. Whatever the case may be, somehow he gets in. And then when he's there, nothing happens. He doesn't learn a word because it's not shayach. That's a tremendous tragedy because the person's wasting a year, two, or even more. And the attitude is corrupt because the tachlis of a person should be to gain the Torah that is his personal chelek in avodas Hashem, his person b'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. And to try to achieve that in an environment which is totally not conducive is, of course, a terrible, terrible mistake. So he learns this from the words, ubimekayim gedolim al tamid, meaning, I mean, you could learn bimekayim gedolim al tamid very simply. Don't try to usurp their authority. Don't stand in their company in the sense that you're one amongst them, equal to them. But the goyim preferred to touch up a mekayim gedolim al tamid. Don't stay there. Don't be in that environment, even as a Talmud, because it's not shaykh for you to learn. It's just not shaykh for you to learn. And that's what he says. Al tamoid lefana v'teilech l'rav acher she'enoi chorif kamayu lilmoid mimenu. And he has a wonderful example. You have in the footnote number 2, let's take a look. Gemara ne'erivin, daf yud gimel omer aleph. Gemara tells us that Reb Meir had two rebbe. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So he says, he first went to Rabbi Akiva, and he couldn't figure out what Rabbi Akiva was saying. Rashi says that he was not able because Rabbi Akiva was a tremendous charif. And therefore, he was not able to catch what Rabbi Akiva was saying, all his pilpulim and his diyukim and his darshaning of kutza shel yud. And so he picked himself up and he went to Rabbi Yishmael. And when he came to Rabbi Yishmael, he grew and he steiged, and then he felt he was ready, he went back to Rabbi Akiva. So this is what the Goyin is bringing a proof to, that Al Tamid Lefana V'Telech L'Rav Acher She'enu Charev Kamohu L'Lmod Mimenu. Now I imagine that as great as Rabbi Yishmael was, and in no way impugns Rabbi Yishmael, of course, Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Yishmael. But apparently to be in the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva must have been something special. To be with in the mechitza of the Rabbi Akiva that Moshe Rabbeinu was nispoil from, so this is not poshut, give up. When you're giving it up also, why are you leaving? So you say, because I can't handle it. It's too much for me. I don't understand. So this particular level of humility, of being mevatel your own chashivus, to be able to gain Torah is a fantastic madrega. And it is this recipe for success. Now, there's another thing, and I just wanted to mention it because of the lotion of the Gra. There's something in Kabbalah called Safra Ditzniusa, or Sifra Ditzniusa. The Sifra Ditzniusa is really a chelek of the Zohar, in the published Zohar. It's just a few pages, maybe 3 pages altogether, in the Zohar of Sefer Shmos, Parshas Truma. And the Goyin has a special chibur, a pirush on the Safra Ditzniusa, which has a very famous hakdom of Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Safra Ditzniusa has 5 chapters, and the Goyin is medayik literally in almost every ois of those 5 chapters. It's all Kabbalah. And as I always say, and this actually corroborates my at what he says, v'chochma hazeh, we're talking about the second paragraph. Chochma hazeh, hu sifra litzniusa, it is a sefer for tznius, sheba mislabesh umizgala. He learns the word Safra Ditzniusa in 2 very different ways. Why is it called the Sefer of Tznius or of Tznuim? He says, well, the topic and the learning of the topic. He says the Inyan is something that is the hiddenmost aspect of the Ribbono Shel'Olam's relationship to the world. It's where everything is included and where everything begins. And this is why it's called Safra Ditzniusa. Sheba Mislabish, the world itself is hidden, is confined in this hidden place which these prokim are speaking about. But then he adds benageya to this nakuda, that it's also called Safra Bitzniyasa because the learning of it has to be Bitzniyas. And he writes in the last lines here on this page, Bisehu Safra Ditzniusa, Lafikoch Ein Megalin Zaisachma El Litznuin, Kamosha Umru, it's a Gemara in Kedushin Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. You have it in the footnote. Ein Moisrim Elo Lemi Shehut Sanua. Kamosha Umru, Misha Rabu Haprutzim. This, of course, is talking about the Shem Hashem. We'll get to it in a minute. Kamosha Kosov, as it says in our Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, for est snuim chokhma. The ikar ha chokhma ha zois la hatsnia. The tachlis of this chokhma is to hide, to be esoteric, to be the chokhmas hanistar, the chokhma which is hidden. As it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, kevasim luvushecha, and I bring it down in the footnote number 4 of the Pasuk, and the Gemara Chagigah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says, Devarim Shehem Kivshono Shalolam, that which is Mamish, Kvasim is interpreted as Kivshono Shalolam, that which is the most essential and fundamental Yesoidis, Devash V'cholov Tachas L'Shoinich. Shalochen Gam Keinikra Sifra Ditzniusa. So the topic is about the tznius of Hashem in the creation of the world, as it were, and what we can know and what we cannot know because it's totally hidden. But the giving it over also requires the tznius of tachas l'shoinech ve'es tznuim chochma, and for that reason also it's called the sefer of the tznuim. And that is the goyin as far as this pasuk is concerned. I wanted to turn to the Yerushalmi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bris krusa hi hayogeya talmudai bebeis haknesses loy bemeheiru humishakeach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Antanyosa. Rabbi Yochanan, who came from this place, he says, Bris krusa hi. There's a covenant meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a guarantee. It's a sgula for remembering the Torah that you learned, that it is yogeya. Without yogeya, nothing happens, but yogeya b'talmuda b'tzina. Matam ve'es tznuim chochma. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that tells it black and white. And it's a guarantee, says Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, bris krusahi. Haloi mir agodo mitoich ha-sefer, loy b'meheru mishakeach. Amar Rab Tanchum, ha-soivra talmudai, loy b'meheru mishakeach, matam pentishka chesadvorim asher ro'u einecha. So the truth is that what binds all of these particulars together, of course, is the expression loy b'meheru mishakeach. And what's negea to us is ha-yogea talmudo b'beis ha-knesses, and ha-yogea talmudo b'tzina is not a stira. It's not a stira. You can be bebeis haknesses. It does not mean that you have to be in the chadri chadorim of your home and nobody sees and nobody knows that you exist. There's a way of learning in the beis haknesses, bifnei am ve'eda, which is bitzina. That's what I'm trying to point out. And furthermore, that the emphasis here is not on the acquisition of Torah, but on not forgetting the Torah that you learn. Not forgetting the Torah that you learn. You know, they say about Rav Eliashib that he sat for years in the Space Medrash and everybody knew that he was there and everybody knew that he was the maspid of the century, and it was rather in a shul. But it was Bitsina Gemura because he never took upon himself any responsibilities and any positions and any issues. He wasn't giving shiurim, he was just sitting and learning Yoyim of Alayla Mamish. Hayageya b'talmudo b'tzina. This happens to be gepaskant in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch. Look in the right above it, Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Simen Reish Mem Vav Sif Chav Gimel. Bris Krusa, Shekala Loimit Bebeis HaKnesses, Loi Bemeheru Mishakeyach, Chala Yogeya B'Talmuda B'Tzina Machkim, Shenema Es Tznuim Chochma. Now notice, here it says, Kol HaYogeya B'Tzina Machkim, because of the Pasuk, the Es Tznuim Chochma. If you look at the Yerushalmi from which this comes, because that's the Makar. The Makar is this Yerushalmi, Brachos Perigei Aloch Aleph. It says, Bris Krusi Ayogeh B'Talmudu B'Tzino Loi B'Meheiru Humishakeach. I wanted to point out this to you. that the Shulchan Aruch would be mashma that he just gains knowledge, he learns to begin with, he becomes wise. Mashenke in the Talmud Yerushalmi speaks about the knowledge that he already has, that he doesn't lose it. What about the Rambam? So let's take a look at the Rambam, and I wanted to point out something to you, not Derech Agav, but Me'inyon Le'inyon Ba'aisi. Where, first of all, is the Rambam that we are talking about? This Yisait. So it says here in Halacha Tes, Divrei Torah Nimshulu Kamayim, Shenema Hoikol Tzami L'chol Amayim, Ma'amayim Eina Miskansim B'mokam Madrin, Elin Nischolim Be'olav Miskapsim B'mokam Ashborim, Kach Divrei Torah Nimtzoyim B'gasei Ruach, This is the last halacha in a sequence of halachas that speaks about how a person, what attitude should he have, and how a person acquires Torah. Take a look. The Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. Now, do you notice Halacha Yud Beis? What we just learned a moment ago is Halacha Tes. Ein Divrei Torah Miskaynim, but Mishamar Pa'atzmoy Aleihem. Torah will never be preserved as somebody who takes it easy and does not intensely involve himself in the learning of Torah. V'loy be'elu, that's in the actual learning itself. V'loy be'elu shaloimdim b'toich idun, the learning might seem to be intense, but his lifestyle is one of gashmius. B'toich idun u'mitoich achilu u'shesiyo. So where is the Torah to be found? Elo b'misha meimis atzmei aleyem u'mitzayar gufay tomid. V'lo yitain sheino le'enov u'la'afap of tenuma means even when his eyes are already closing and his body is screaming for sleep, he still denies it a little more. Anochah shtikul gemara, anochah taismus. Omer chachomim derech remes. Zois ha-toyra odom ki yomus ba'oyal, ein ha-toyra miskayemes, ala b'mishem meimis atzmai ba'olei ha-chachomim. Now, by the way, there are many different interpretations of meimis atzmai. According to the Rambam, black on white here, he is identifying meimis atzmai that he gives up the pleasures of the flesh, he gives up the gashmias, he gives up the hanoah of the physical of Olam Hazeh, which is mutar. I'm not talking about Chas V'Shalom, something that's an Aveira. I'm not even talking about Novel B'Shus HaTorah, which is also an Aveira. I'm talking about things that are enjoyable, the kind of things that we would enjoy on Shabbos the person has during the week as well. For a Talmud Chacham, this is poison. Interesting. That's what the Rambam says. Because they're loymi mitoch idun, they will not have the great time miskaimim. And that's what he means, b'misha meimis atzmai aleh. It means that even when it's a yom tzara, even when the matzav is terrible, and you don't have this and you don't have that, and you have all kinds of daigus and concerns, you know, you are a person who is, if you let down in that matzav, then you're going to lose your koyach ha-tayra. Person has to be stalwart in the difficult matzavim. Adarabba, that is the segula for hatzlocha. V'oyd Omar, Av chochmasi omdali, pasuk in Koheles, chochma shalomadati ba'af. Av here doesn't mean even, but rather it means distress. Chochma shalomadati ba'af, when I was in distress, he omdali. Omru chachomim bris krusa. Now listen to the Rambam. The Rambam now went from Ein Divrei Torah Miskaymim Mishamar Pa'atzmai, etc., etc. It has to be Mitzayer Gufay Tomid V'lo Yitin Sheinu Le'enov La'apov Sanuma. And then he continues with what seems to be a separate inyan in Gansan. Amru Chachomim Bris Krusa Shekol Ayogeya B'Terasa B'Beis HaMedrash Lo'i B'Me'eru Mishakeach V'Kol Ayogeya B'Talmuda B'Tzino Machkim. This is where the Shulchan Aruch got it from, Mila B'Mila from the Rambam. Not exactly like the Yerushalmi, Shenemar, because of the pasuk, Fe'es Tznuim Chochma, V'chol HaMashmiya Koiloi B'Shas Talmudo, Talmudo Miskayim B'Yodo, Havel HaKoyri B'Lachash B'Meheru Hushocheach. So two things bothered me when I was learning these Rambams for the first time. Number one, what is the connection within this very halacha between the top and the bottom? Number two, when the Rambam speaks about Misha Marpa Atzma Aleim, that there's an inyan that you cannot acquire Torah mitach idun and achil and shesiyah, etc., even though he quotes a different chazal, but he has mentioned this point black on white already, Why does he repeat himself? Take a look at the next Rambam. In the same Perek, Halacha Vav, earlier, the Rambam said as follows, Mishan aso libo l'kayim mitzvah zukaroi, very famous words of the Rambam. If a person really wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'liyos muchtar, and to be crowned b'keser Torah, lo yasiach daito l'dvar macherim, he's not allowed to be busy with other things, he's not allowed to exercise his freedom of inquiry, his freedom of involvement in the world, and especially he cannot imagine that he's going to acquire Torah. Yes, I'm asking, I want Torah, I want to be a god of Torah, but I also want Oishav HaChavad. Chayim shall Oishav HaChavad, Chayim sheish bono avas Torah v'yashamayim. And for him, it's not a stira, says the Rambam, absolutely yes. Kachi daka shal Torah pas b'melach toichal, umayim b'mesura tishte, v'al oretz tishem b'chayitzar tichya, uva Torah ato omel. So the question that I have is, Eibazoi, the Rambam has already told me that you have to live a life of privation, that you have to live a life of limit, of limiting. What then is the reason that the Rambam repeats himself in this inyan much later in the same perek? What is the difference between this halacha and that halacha? And memela, we will perhaps, in the answer to that question, understand the hemshech of the top and the bottom of halacha yud beis. The answer, I believe, is this. The Rambam at the beginning is talking about what is the person's hashkofas olam when he goes upon the agenda of acquiring keser Torah, when he wants for himself to be a major Talmud Chacham. I don't mean for covet and for everything else. I'm talking about where he wants to be a major Talmud Chacham for the sake of Torah itself. He wants to know Kol HaTorah Kulo. So the Rambam tells you, listen, you may think that you have an expansive personality, that you have the capacity, that you have the commitment to learning that allows you to do other things, that allows you to get involved in Chaim Shalosha V'Chavad. I'm telling you, it's never going to be. So the first inyan and at the very outset of the agenda itself of learning Torah on that level. Everybody's mechuyif to learn Torah. Everybody's mechuyif to learn theoretically Kol HaTorah Kulo. But the Rambam said, if you want to reach the level, if you want to come to the Madrega of Keser Torah, and you really want to do this mitzvah the way it was meant to be, Elef Nechnosim Ve'echad Yoytzei, you want to be that Echad Yoytzei, so I'm telling you now that you have to give up any thoughts of a life of Oishav HaChavad, and Kachi Daka Shal Torah Pas B'melech Toichel, is Kachi Daka Shal Torah Uva Torah Ata Omel, when you begin to learn Torah. And in the agenda of acquiring the Torah, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis is talking about preserving your Torah once you have acquired it. A person could say, listen, I harvested, I killed myself, I was some leilas kayomim, and I slept on the floor, I lived a life of privation, and I, Baruch Hashem, acquired the Torah. Now that I have the Torah in my pocket, I'll chazer it over, from time to time, of course, but now I can relax a little bit and I can say to myself, you know, where I learn, how I learn, what I learn, and when I learn is not nearly as important as in the initial stages of acquiring the Torah, because now all I have to do is preserve what I have. So the Rambam says, absolutely not. And the Rambam says, therefore, ein divrei Torah miskayimim. What does it mean, miskayimim? In the world? He means inside the person. If you want that you should preserve the Torah that you have to continue on that agenda, and that's Meimis Atzmai Ba'ola Shal Torah, Chochma Shalomadati Ba'af, Omdoli, it stays with me. And that's why he brings the other different ways in which you have a segula based on this Yerushalmi and Brachas Perek Hei. A segula for what? A segula for retaining your Torah, which means you don't forget it. So the connection of the different elements in Halacha Yud Beis indicates that that's what the Rambam is talking about. Not the acquisition of Torah originally, but the memory, the ability to keep the Torah that you have, which is a separate nakuda and a separate issue. You have tremendous people who managed to learn very well, and a month later they've forgotten, or a year later they've forgotten, and sometimes a person can just remember the Kepel Shor Shanoga Chasapara, even though when he learned it 20 years before, he was able to be ma'ayin in it, betachlis ha'ian, with all of the Rishonim and Achronim, was munach lefon of kesimla. Now most people make a terrible mistake. They think that acquiring is one kind of kishron, memory is another kind of kishron, and each one of those kishronos is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person when he's born, and therefore the environment or the issues or whatever it is that's nageya is totally not nageya. There's nothing that you have to do to provide for the conducive environment, because it's the person himself. It's within his talents and kishronos that he becomes that level of Talmud Chacham in acquiring Torah, and within his talents and kishronos that he has this superior memory and he's able to remember. Now, of course, there is an element of truth to that. I cannot deny that for some people, remembering things is much, much easier. Some people have eidetic memories where they can actually remember the tzura of the daf because they see the picture of the daf in front of their eyes. Now, not most, the vast majority of people don't have that, just like they don't have perfect pitch in music or any of the other these unique and specific talents. Some people can count up a list of numbers. You know, most of us, when you have a, if you have to ask a person, you know, multiply 27 by 31, he's already in a Bahala. Kal v'chomer ben benov shel kal v'chomer, to do something much, much more elaborate and complicated. And then there's some people who have these brains. Many of them are idiot savants. They don't have brains for anything else. But afal pikein, there's a chelik of that person's mayach that's able to calculate these things as if he had a calculator inside of his head. And he's number crunching, mamish, like the best of them. The teretz is, people are born with all kinds of unusual kishroinus, but the segula, when the Rambam says, Mishin is so liba l'kayim tzizukaroi, v'li esmukhta b'keset Torah, he's telling you a meridik yisayit. There's only one segula for becoming a godel b'tayra, and that is, pas b'melech tochmai mesur tishta. There's only one segula for retaining the Torah that you've learned, and that is, not mitoich idun, not mitoich achilu shesia. You can't afford it. It has to be memes atzmai ba'ala shel Torah. A remarkable thing. So why am I mentioning all of this? Because in this context, the es tsnuim chochma, right? What does it have to do with tsnius? So apparently one of the sgulis of remembering Torah is the fact that you are off in a corner. It's a very, very interesting thing. The people who are swallowing up mesechta after mesechta, people don't even know about them or who they are. I have to share with you, Grada, just before we finish, a very interesting thing. You know, there's a Sefer Shem HaGedolim from the Chidah, and he has little vignettes, little biographical entries on many people who are not that familiar to us. One of these people is it's in Mareches Aleph, Ois Ayin Vav. It's the 76th entry under the letter Aleph of the Aleph Beis. Who is it? His name is Avraham Moicha Yerakos. Avraham, the vegetable merchant, the vegetable, what's it called? Not dealer, peddler, you know, where he has a kiosk and he sells vegetables, you know. So Avraham Moicha Yerakos, so he writes like this, Shamati Mirav Echad, Shekibel, who had a Masaira, Kibimei Marshal, in the time of the Marshal was, you know, at the time of the Ramah, it's a long time ago. So the time of the Marshal, Tachas Beis Medrasho, Hoya Chanus Liish Echad, Shehoya Meicha Yerakos. There was a certain person, this vegetable guy, and he was selling vegetables in a store that was right below the Beis Medrash. Maybe it's in the same building or right below in the street, I don't know. V'sham ha'yo yoshim b'chanus, and he slept in the store. The Kairin lo'y Reb Avram Meicha Yerakos. And they call him the Avram the Meicha Peres. V'hoyo tzanua, v'dover ein lo'y im adam. He never spoke to anybody, never had anything to do with anybody. Laila echad kama marshal, he says. One night, the marshal got up, apparently in the middle of the night. Vishama, and he heard a koil emanating from that store, because that's where he slept. Avraham Yiraka slept in his vegetable store. So he hears Shahayolaimit Sugya Amuka Ma'id Umafarsha Pirush Rachav. He's learning this tremendously difficult sugya, and he's explaining it Mamish Batachlis Ahidur. This man is a Goyan. He's a Goyan Oilam. And he's paying close attention to everything that this man was saying. Sholach Acharov. So he couldn't resist. The Marshal, he is that such a Goyan is living below. And he asks him a very difficult shaila that he was, such a Goyan, maybe he can help him. He has this tremendous kasha and a sugi and shas, and he wants somebody to help him explain it. So Rabbi Avraham Eicher Peres says, I don't know what you could possibly want from me. Amamish and Amoritz Bidairaisa, he says. I don't have the slightest idea of what you're even talking about. Anyhow, the Marshal didn't let go because he realized that this is just a front. There's no way that he was able to say such charifistik epshotim and be an Amoritz at the same time. And finally, he pushed him and he was geyser him that he has to. Pasach piv ve'iru dvarav b'chochma u'b'bekius hafliv a fella. He started telling him mamish unbelievable tyrus. This Avram Moichu Peres v'nischanen loy, but he begged the Marshal that the Marshal should leave him with his derech and he should not be megala the side of who he is to anybody. Nischanen l'shiye b'side v'lo yivoda hadover. Anyhow, he was talking to him, discovered he's a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And the Marshal was going to be Nifter, apparently, I think that's what it says there. He said to the Kehillah, he left the Tzavo, that he should take for them as the Rav, this Avraham Moichu Yirakos, because there's no one like him in the whole world. Anyhow, you had these kind of people, and I'm telling you, you have them today also. And these people have tremendous yediyas haTorah, and whatever the reason is, they do not want to be mizgal. And of course, this is the famous story that is brought down in the sefer called Yerushalayim Shel Mala of Baruch Mordechai Zuckermantel, that is associated with Purim. There was in the time of the Chassam Sefer, to make it very quick, the time of the Chassam Sefer, there was a yid, a couple that was very old, and they were almost meyush of having children, and they had this boy was born to them, a yingala, and the bris was on Purim, and the sandik was the Chassam Sefer, and the Chassam Sefer, when they made they gave him a name because it was on Purim, Baruch Mordechai, and Baruch Mordechai Zuckermantel. So he said, Nichnas Yayin Yotzasoy, the Chassam Sefer, he said these words, Nichnas Yayin Yotzasoy. And nobody knew, of course, what he's talking about. But like with all Gedolim, you don't ask, what did you mean? Because if he wanted to explain it, he would have explained it to them. Anyhow, they had this tremendous Chassam Sefer gave brachas, and everybody gave brachas at the bris, and everybody had anticipated that this child, having given to them as a gift, like Mamish, like Shmuel or Amosi to Elkanah and to Chana, he would balaich the world with his Torah. But unfortunately, they were very, very sorely disappointed, because it turned out that he was very limited, he had a low IQ, and he was not capable of steiging and learning. He wasn't even capable of learning, period. He got as far as being able to read, and he learned how to say the Tehillim, and he sat in the corner and said Tehillim a whole day, from the time that he was 6 years old to the time that he was time to get married. Anyhow, they were, of course, very distressed, but you can't second-guess the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them, and they were happy that they had a child. Kitzur, it's time to get married, and there's no one to marry in that place in Presburg, whoever they were. And so they decided, there's plenty of Yosemis and poor people in Yerushalayim. Let's make him a shtickle peckle money and send him off to Eretz Yisrael and support him, and there he'll find a zivug. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. And he became the water carrier, the Shoyev Mayim of Yerushalayim in that Kufa. And then, the Yishuv Hayosha. And so it was until he sat in the corner whenever he had a spare moment, and he said this to him, and everybody was nice to him, and he was a very erlich yid. People respected his frumkeit, and they bought his water, and shalom al Yisrael. And he eked out a living that way. One day, the Lulav of Hasidim by Rav Biderman, Zechanel of Racha, they were having themselves a very nice time on Purim, and many of them were shikr. And in walks Baruch Mordechai Tzuckermantel, the water carrier, and they decided in their inebriated state that they're going to have a little fun, a Purim dekafan. So they're going to make him a shtickle like the Purim Rav, and they're going to make him the Rebbe. You know, he's going to be the Rebbe, and he's going to say over Divrei Torah. So they say Baruch Mordechai. Now, Baruch Mordechai by that time was full of drink. There was a ton of Nichnas Yayin, and they asked him to say something, and he said, "Well, what would you like me to say?" And everybody was laughing. He has like a whole answer, and you can give him a choice. You know, he's asking, "What should I say?" So he said, "Well, why don't you say a shtickle Gemara?" So he said, "Well, which Gemara?" And he's totally shikker. "Which Gemara?" So he said, "Well, which Gemara?" They were rolling on the floor. This man says Tehillim all day. He doesn't even know how to lay in a pasuk, and he doesn't know a Rashi, and he's talking about which Gemara. All right, let's have some more fun. So he said, "Why don't you say Maseches Megillah? This is the Masechta of the day." So he goes and he says over the entire Amud Mila B'Mila. And then Nivul V'Nishtoimim, okay, but maybe, like, you know, he memorized it for the occasion, Echneis was. So they say, "Do you know maybe the Taisvis on that Amud?" He rattles off the Taisvis, and before you know it, he's going from one Masechta to the next, and they discover that what's standing in front of them is not Baruch Mordechai, the water carrier, but Baruch Mordechai, the Gadol Hador. And when he woke up from his stupor and he realized what had happened, he was completely shattered. First of all, no one's going to use him as a water carrier anymore. How can you be a mishtabish with such a retestabit chacham? But more than that, his avoid of his entire lifetime was shattered. And this was predicted by, you know, I mentioned the no neviim, but this was predicted by the Chassam Sofer's words, Nichnas Yayin Yotzeh Soi. It turns out, interestingly enough, that this was also his 70th anniversary of his bris milah, and Yayin, of course, and Soid both are begematria 70. So he had 70 years of tznius, and then he was discovered. This is the safra that tznius. Every person is a sefer, and the sefer that's tznius is in a very, very high madrega. And once in a while we bump into such people, but since we don't know, of course, who's who, so maybe it pays to be mechabit everybody.